Maybe we could just jump right into it. Could you walk me through the sequence of events here? How did this happen?
Well, what is the first punt of the game, I believe? And always extra special when I get to play in Seattle in front of my family, get a little hyped up.
Johnny Hecker lives in Edmonds and he grew up in Bothell, but when he took the field at CenturyLink last December, it was as a St. Louis Ram opposite the Seahawks. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, it's Sound Effect on KPLU, and what Hecker did next made him pretty infamous here in his native Northwest.
It was just running down after I punted the ball, saw a body there, and decided to give him a little nudge, and man, did not anticipate him going to the ground like that, just caught him right at the right moment. You know, he's a big guy.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number six.
And then as soon as he hit the ground, I thought, man, oh no.
When did it dawn on you who you had just given a shove to?
Right after he got back up, yeah, I saw it was Cliff Averill.
You see him take a shot here, Cliff Averill. I don't know if you want to go around doing that to that guy.
I wasn't trying to be tough or anything. I was just, you know, giving a guy a nudge, like a little running down the field. And
let's unpack the dynamic a little bit for people who might be like a fair weather fan.
Okay.
So you are a big guy, but punters are not sort of stereotypically giants.
Right.
But Cliff Averill is.
Right. Big man. So we're actually not too far off sideline. Might be a little bit taller, but he's definitely got me in some muscle poundage.
But he's also kind of a trained killer, right?
Yes, yeah.
He's a pass rusher. He is. Right. He's out there to level people.
Yes.
And you're typically not having a lot of contact.
More of a finesse player, yeah. You know, it was a dumb play. And, of course, now I got four of the biggest guys on their team all mad at me trying to rip my head off. So I knew it was kind of going like self-preservation mode. It wasn't the most bright idea I've ever had in my life, I'll tell you that.
And how did the self-preservation mode play out?
Michael Bennett is a charging bull, and I am a matador, in a sense. Just trying to not, you know, get gored out there in front of thousands. And,
so he takes a run at you on your next punt.
Yeah, he did. And I wasn't really having that. I punted the ball and shied away from contact, some would say.
He's going to avoid any kind of penalty. They saw what he did last time. Look, they want revenge.
I hate to needle you on it, but I describe physically how you evaded that maneuver. Like, what was your evasive maneuver?
There was a bit of going to the ground,
and
using hands and shoulder,
protecting your vital organs.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I already have a helmet protecting my head, so just curling up, kind of protecting the rest of the body, and not leaving myself open to attack. Yeah.
And how did Averill and some of his teammates react, and did that change like in the heat of the moment versus a little later?
Of course, the heat of the moment, they were all very, very upset. But you know, as time went on, they realized, you know, it's part of the game. We'll just let him live. You know, I got a lot of flack on the internet and all over. So it was the kind of thing where I think they realized that I had done more damage to myself than they could probably do. So it's just crazy because that kind of stuff happens. Then you have little third graders calling you all sorts of cuss words on the internet and saying you're a wuss, and you're like, wow.
So when all is said and done, do you regret doing it?
Do I regret doing it? That's a difficult question. There's yes and no. You know, that's how I play. I'm shouldn't really apologize for being an aggressive player and just building an identity of being a tough guy, I guess. Well, not so tough guy, but.
Well, you're also a really good sport to come in and talk to
course.
Us about it. Thank
of course,
you so
man,
much.
Yeah. No hiding here. I'm excited. I'm in the area, so just to get to kind of clear my name a little bit. City of Seattle, please, you can love me now. Please.
Bothell native Johnny Hecker, now a punter for the LA Rams. And today on Sound Effect, we have stories of people living with no regrets. That's up next here on KPLU. Don't go away.